Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's time for our Insights into Insurance program, as we always do at this time on our Saturday morning get-together. And joining us via the phone line this morning is Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance. And happy Saturday, Tom.
Well, hey, good morning, Mike, and happy Saturday to you.
It's always good to get through the week, and then we look forward to our visits on Saturday morning. There's always some good topics and very good information that you put together. I just follow the outline.
Yeah, I just tell you what to say and do, right?
Exactly. And I can push the buttons to cut you off, so we'll be just fine.
You just push my buttons? Is that what you say?
Yeah.
So anyway, we got kind of a neat little show today. It's a tribute to our farmers, as you guys know, and listeners. I got a lot of praise for our farmers. Okay, we are heavily. Our business is based heavily with farmers. I mean, we do farmers and in-town folks, but farmers is a big part of our business. And on October 12th, which is each year, is National Farmers Day, Mike. It's formerly known as Old Farmers Day. Now, don't ask me what they mean by Old Farmers Day, but I think National Farmers Day is probably better than Old Farmers Day.
Yeah, there you go. And that's coming up on Tuesday.
That's Tuesday, October 12th, yep. And records of National Farmers Day event exist dating back to the 1800s. However, they have not determined the exact origin of the day. There's theories of it, but they really don't know for sure where the National Farmers Day really the exact origin of that day, where it came from.
And Tom, we've talked in the past, folks will say, well, geez, yes, that's part of Americana's base business, the farming community, but
yep.
Overall the farmers are the ones. If you're sitting down having a piece of toast, some pancakes or eggs this morning, we need to observe our farmers.
Absolutely, Mike. And so in observance, National Farmers Day on October 12th offers a much-deserved praise to the hardworking farmers across the nation. And not just only here, there's farmers all across the nation and the world. In the midst of harvest season right now, the day pays tribute to the men, women, and families who put food in the grocery stores, which obviously ends up on our tables every day. From very early American culture, farmers set an example with their endless hard work, Mike. Not only do they provide our nation with food we eat, but they also contribute to our economy in numerous ways. October does seem fitting for celebrating this national day, especially during this harvest time, especially in the Midwest area.
And folks will say, well, yeah, they do impact our economy, because obviously they're putting diesel fuel in those tractors, and there's other ways that the agricultural community impacts our lives.
Absolutely. I got five ways that agriculture impacts our lives. Easy for me to say, I guess, this morning. Agriculture impacts so many things that it's hard to imagine a world without this important industry. You really can't. If you don't think agriculture impacts your life, think again. So the first one is your family. Even if you don't own a farm or any livestock, agriculture still impacts your family. Think about how you feed your family. Where does that food come from? It doesn't just magically appear, Mike, in the grocery store. It's got to be grown. It's from a farmer. Now think about how you clothe your family. Many clothes get made with wool, cotton, and other materials that farmers and ranchers produce. If it wasn't for agriculture, it would be harder to provide for your family. The second one is the economy. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, the egg, food, and related industries contributed over $1 trillion to the country's gross domestic product. This industry also provides over 22 million full and part-time jobs. Also, when the egg sector is able to meet the supply and demand for food and other products, it helps to keep the prices down for the consumer. It's really hard to think of our world without farming. I mean,
right.
You just can't think of it, you know? And how it affects us, you know, in the rural community is tremendous. You know, another way it does it is number three is health. Alfalfa is a common crop grown in North America because alfalfa is rich in minerals, nutrients. This plant is often fed to livestock. For humans, alfalfa can help treat morning sickness, nausea, and kidney stones. You probably got morning sickness this morning, Mike, so
yeah.
Maybe you took some alfalfa.
Yeah.
Not all farmers raise traditional crops. However, some of them grow plants that are used for medicine purposes. Farmers also grow fruits and vegetables, which play a key role in healthy diets. Energy is number four. Thanks to the production of ethanol, agriculture also impacts energy. Ethanol is a corn-derived oil used in gasoline. In 2018, 5.5 billion bushels of corn were crushed to produce ethanol. According to the Energy Information Administration, the United States produced over 16 billion gallons of ethanol. One of the most important benefits ethanol has to offer is its renewable energy source.
And we have one of those plants. We have one of those plants right here in Fremont County.
Yeah, and that provides a lot of jobs, and it also is buying a lot of product from the farmers. It's really good for the local farming economy and for the local economy. Number five, the last one, community. Agriculture provides many benefits to community. Agriculture creates both jobs and economic growth. Communities also hold agricultural-based events such as crop and livestock judging competitions and 4-H exhibits at the county fair. Many communities benefit from having farmers market where smaller farmers can interact directly with consumers. This also allows those in the community to learn firsthand where their food comes from. The positive impact of agriculture on the community fosters a sense of hard work and togetherness. Hard work, Mike, is what's made the United States it is today. And farming is the example I think of first when I think of that. So,
hard work, long hours, and, you have a breakdown with a farmer no matter what they are growing. It can be stressful, and it is hard, hard work.
Absolutely, and that's what built America.
Let's take our first break, Tom, when we come back. We're going to talk more about the farmers, the impact, the types of farming, and we'll come back and talk more with Tom Sorensen and Americana Insurance on our Insights into Insurance program when we return here on KATE.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance, we're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE. Tom Sorensen with Americana Insurance as we're kind of honoring our farmers, as National Farmers Day is coming up on Tuesday. And Tom, you talked about the many different types of agriculture that impacts our lives, and there's all types of farming across the board.
There is, and a lot of people don't really even think about it sometimes. So in our area, Mike, we're all familiar with grain farming, mainly corn and beans, and then we have some livestock, such as beef cattle or hog farms, right?
Right.
Dairy, we also are familiar with, but we don't have a lot of them anymore around, not around here. And then we have a few more different types of farms too, but here's some of the other ones that are out there. Aquaculture. You know what that is?
Something with water.
Yeah, it's basically fish. Hmm. Fish and anything else that you can grow with into aquaculture or water, okay? Bee yards, that's another farming operation. Flower farms, farming nurseries, hay farms, orchards, that's another farming operation. Organic farming, poultry, we have a few of those in Fribourne County, turkey mostly in Fribourne County. I think there might be some chickens yet. Rice, not too much around here, but there's rice farms in the United States. You pick farms. The farmer grows and you come out and pick it, you know. Vineyards. So, example, how many people think that Three Oaks Winery is a farming operation? You know, Jay out there and that's a farming operation.
Absolutely.
Cranberry farms. That's been kind of one of my bucket list things is to go to see cranberry farm. I just think that's really interesting. Logging and lumber. I actually know a guy that does logging and lumber up north at my place up there. That's what they do. That's farming. Cotton, sugarcane, coffee, tobacco, wind, plus many, many more. Okay.
And another one, Tom, you mentioned the vegetable and stuff. That's why we support the Elberly Farmers Market. That's, it's going to start up here in just a little bit.
Absolutely. I love the Elberly Farmers Market. I love attending those types of things. That's just rural America to me, and I just think it's so great. So you think about all those things that I just mentioned off, and if somebody looks around their house or in their refrigerator and things like that, just think of everything that is involved with farming, okay? So basically, like your cotton, look at your clothes. Logging and lumber, look at furniture you have in your house, okay? it's just never endless of what the farmer does for you. So my challenge is to our listeners is look for a way to help support a local farmer. They help build the foundation of small town America, or AKA Elbert Lee in the Fribourne County area.
And obviously during this harvest season, be patient with those farmers that are out on the gravel roads, the county roads with the big combines. They may not have the head on the front, maybe followed behind them, but be patient with them. Give them the room that they need to operate to get back into the fields, and we hope they all have a safe, bountiful harvest.
Exactly, and like you say, patience is so much needed. And I'll be honest with you, their mind sometimes they might be thinking about three things ahead of what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Okay, and they're heading to this field, but now we got to do this to do this to do this tomorrow. So they're thinking about those things. So can they have human errors? Absolutely. We are all are human. By the way, this coming Thursday, we're delivering about 450 farmers to our clients who are farmers. So if you are one of our clients and you're a farmer and you haven't contacted us yet to get one of those lunches, give us a call at 507-377-2000.
And they can also, anybody can check out your website, Tom, at Americana Insurance as well.
At AmericanaInsurance.com. That's also where they can also sign up for those farmer lunches, too, as long as they're a client of ours. And then they can email me a question if they want any information at insights@americainsurance.com, Mike.
As always, we salute our veterans each and every day, and it's time to salute our farming community as well, each and every day.
Yes, National Farmer Day, Tuesday, October 12th.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Tom, and we'll talk again next Saturday on our Insights into Insurance program.
Take care, buddy.
That's Tom Sorensen. I'm Mike Whitus, and that'll wrap up this edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.